Me.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg up to 25, Mbombela 22, and Polokwane a high of 24 degrees.
Thank you very much, Chantal and Luane, who have said there's a motorcycle accident on the N1 North. There's about a 22-minute delay there.
In your sport, the Springbok brand outgrows the South African market, prompting SA Rugby to close a 1.3 billion rand equity partnership with a US firm. And Team South Africa celebrates a successful run at the World Under 20 Championships, securing a total of 7 medals.
We start with new developments in a story that's had the country buzzing for weeks.
It is therefore alarming that the main subject of this ongoing investigation was seen in Nigeria this past weekend during a televised broadcast of Miss Universe Nigeria.
Action SA's Parliamentary Chief Whip Lerato Ngubane says they want answers from the Department of Home Affairs on how it's come about that Chidima Adetshina's mother was allowed to travel to Nigeria over the weekend. She was there when Adetshina won the Nigeria Miss Universe competition after withdrawing from the Miss South Africa contest held last month. This while Home Affairs has been investigating a case of fraud and identity theft against Adetshina's mother, who allegedly fraudulently registered her daughter when she was born in South Africa 23 years ago. More about Adetshina receiving the crown in Nigeria, it's at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. Back in South Africa, the Limpopo Department of Transport and Community Safety says it's concerned that the drivers of buses coming across the borders do not rest enough, leading to fatigue behind the steering wheel and deadly crashes. This after 5 people died in a bus crash on the N1 late yesterday.
This is the second fatal accident in less than 5 days affecting cross-border public transport operations.
Spokesperson for the Limpopo Department of Transport and Community Safety, Putile Khanyani, says the bus was reportedly travelling from Johannesburg and was on its way to Zimbabwe when it overturned on the N1 North outside Mokopane. Last week, 10 Zimbabwe nationals were killed in a bus crash outside Makadu. More about this on our news blog. When it comes to our money matters, the two-point retirement system has officially taken effect. New legislation provides for pension fund members to now be able to access a portion of their funds before retirement. But Neil Roots from Debt Rescue SA warns.
When you take money out of your pension fund now, what is going to happen one day when you reach that stage, when you retire, you're not able to generate more income?
In Israel, a nationwide strike is set to kick off today, aiming to ramp up pressure on Israel's government to secure the release of the remaining hostages in Gaza. The call by Israel's largest union to paralyze the economy follows a night of massive demonstrations, with tens of thousands of protesters taking to the streets in an outpouring of grief and fury over 6 hostages killed in the Gaza Strip. And back home, get ready for tourism of another kind.
Up in the sky, look!
Government says this September they will be focusing on astro-tourism. South Africa celebrates Tourism Month with the spotlight this year on the Northern Cape as the destination for astro-tourism, and because this is where you will find the Square Kilometre Array Radio Telescope and the South African largest telescope. I'm Gerda de Souza, your top story. Die uur, nuwe vraag oor die mevrou Nigeria heel al competitie.
Eva Arda, she's determined, eh, if nothing else. She wants to be a pageant queen.
She's going to go up against South Africa in the Miss Universe competition now.
And then if she beats us, South Africans are already spicy. Because now I see South Africans are going, that crown looks like the one that you order online.
Yeah, well, they did a search and they found it on a online site for
the exact one.
Mm-hmm. R95, I think it was.
Right?
R95, I think. No,
not even in dollars.
Are you serious? Like, for real. Okay. But now her mom was there, and it's the same one who allegedly did not have.
Yes.
The
relevant documentation to be in South Africa. She is under investigation for how she registered her daughter when she was born here. So now, actually, so if all of this is going on, how come?